Okay, we're continuing on page I in Bays. He's talking now to the boy who has to leave yeshiva for reasons beyond his control. He has to go into the working world. And he says that you shouldn't let a day pass without learning Torah. And you should pray from the depths of your heart the following. I wouldn't limit this prayer to the boy who's left yeshiva. I would say this prayer is appropriate for each and every one of us.
Ayin Beis.
Ayin Beis. And he says you have to, you know, again, as the Rebbe always teaches us, prayers from the heart, not a set text. It doesn't have to be exactly what the Rebbe says, but something along these lines would be an appropriate prayer. So we're on Ayin Beis, six lines from the top, right after the two dots. It says like this, Ana Hashem, please Hashem, Boichein Kloyes Valev, the one who investigates one's kidneys and one's heart, meaning to say the one who goes to the depths of a person. Atoyo Dea, you know Hashem, Kiloba merit of a mal chas v'shalom azavti es Talmud Torescha. You know, it wasn't with intention to rebel or defile, God forbid, have I left the learning of your Torah. V'yotzasi lasok b'div reilam, and I've gone out to engage in the ways of the world. V'lo b'zadon yotzasi me'elam ha'emes el oilam shel hevel. And it wasn't with malice, with intention, that I've gone out from the world of truth to the world of nothingness. Yodea ata, you know, es kol ha'inuyim asher hisa nesi bohem, all the sufferings which I have suffered through them. Ves kol atlos asher matzasani, and all the hardships which have found me. Achenish bar kochi v'nid keruchi v'ne'anasi l'tzezel v'akish parnosa, to the point where my spirit was broken, my strength and spirit were broken, and I was forced to go and find a parnosa. But wasn't my intention to find a parnosa. So you see the way he's talking. Like it's Nebuch, I have to find a parnosa. It's not what I'm looking forward to. I'm going into the world of nothingness, of lying and cheating and deceit, and I'm leaving the world of truth. I don't like this. Aval Hashem, but Hashem, gam ato chas v'shalom eneni ozev oscha. But Hashem, God forbid, I'm not leaving you. Lo es Torascha, lo es Avodascha Kedosha, not your Torah, not your holy service. Again, a lot of young boys, a lot of young girls, they eagerly leave yeshiva to leave Hashem. And he's saying, I'm not leaving you, I'm still taking you with me. Even now, I dive into you and I learn more than I'm able to. The whole goal of my thoughts are just you. Hashem, please, my heart is afraid and my soul is shaking. For what? I'm a very gentle lamb. It's a very long and scary road before me. I enter into this world that's filled with accusers and prosecutors. Chayos torfos, wild animals of prey. Vezedim orvim legufi v'nishmasi, and wicked people who are ambushing my body and my soul. See, this is what you should mamish pray every day before you go to work. Then you have your eyes, your eyes will be open. Avolim kise nidocha, but just like the lost straying lamb. Hallo roe Yisrael ato, but you are the shepherd of Israel, Hashem. Vizeti kol tikvasi, and this is my entire hope. So, and I ask you, please, nohe katzono sanu kvodcha, vizet kochoski. Hashem, guide us, lead us, lead the sheep. Just like sheep, you're leading them, lead us, your honor. And that's all my strength. And what do we know about a shepherd? Darko shel roa, the way of a shepherd, kasher tisese, when the sheep get lost, se'achas, one sheep gets lost, minatzon, from the flock. Bayar gets lost in the forest. Ufaga boha ariva, dov la trifa, and the lion and the bear come upon it to rip it apart. Vitiv chad, ubechol nafshetitzak, and that little shepsala, is afraid, and with all its soul it cries out. V'yakshiv haro, and of course, the shepherd hears that it's in danger. His mercies warm up, they well up, the shepherd's mercies well up, and he quickly goes out to save it as long as it's still alive. There's something worth saving. Kain gam ani mekabel olai, so too I accept upon myself, shebechol darki harachok of ha-mesubacha, that in my entire, that during this whole long and twisted path and confusing path, Elecha etzak, I'm calling out to you. Ona Hashem atzelosi, Hashem please save me. V'ato tishma min hashamayim, and you will listen please from the heavens. V'sochish lachas hasani, and you'll quickly grab me to save me. B'tzitzis roshi uv'meisrei levavi, with the fringes of my mind and the strings of my heart. Meaning to say, as he explains in the bottom, since all the heart, the thoughts of my heart and the desire, the thoughts of my mind and the desires of my hearts are for you, Hashem. So clutch on to that desire. In other words, that's the string, that's the lifeline, my thoughts. So grab me by those. Latzileni, to save me, Ladricheni Elech Hashem, and to guide me back to you, Hashem. See, that's how you have to look at going out to make a parnasa. You're in a place that wants to destroy you. In a place that will destroy you. And you have to look at it as, it's not, as I've said many times, the one word that you never says about his parnasa is that it's his career. Your career is to be a frum yid. That's your career. The job is part of the curse. It's part of an obligation. It's not your career. And it's a world there that wants to destroy you. You're one little shepsela there, and you get destroyed. And you gotta say, I haven't left you, Hashem, and your Torah is what's most important, etc., etc. His mama should tefillah, you should say every day. She has tefillah every day to keep yourself. Right when you finish davening, you're rushing out, tefillin coming off 10 minutes early because you have to make it to work on time because chas v'shalom, the boss will, who knows what he's gonna do to you. And sometimes you're your own boss, right? You know, if you're your own boss, okay, if you have to carpool, something else. Carpool, no choice. Carpool, don't have a choice. I mean, yeah, you don't have a choice. Although it'll be a big missa for your wives to do it, or whatever. But, you know, it's, you gotta realize, you should say this prayer before you go out, and keep focused. It'll keep you focused. You can say this prayer. Yeah.
Maybe certain jobs weren't around his time, but is it fair to say every single job? There are jobs which are totally immersed in doing chesed and wonderful things.
Like what?
Let's say you're involved with distributing food to the poor, or
how many people have those jobs?
No, but that's not the point. The point is, let's say one person has that job.
It's very rare, and I'll tell you more than that. Yeah. Even in Jewish institutions,
yeah,
it's hell. It's hell. You can see all the politics in Jewish institutions.
No, but
it's all hell, and in any type of non-Jewish setting, there's corruption involved.
Yeah.
There's corruption involved, even from the pretty secretary. You're doing big mitzvahs, and this pretty secretary is flaunting themselves in front of you. It's Christmas parties. There's this, there's that. It's
when
out there.
You don't have
that, man. I'd like to know. I'm not, if you're talking Clay Kodesh, you're talking Clay Kodesh, you're talking Jewish organizations, you need a separate tefillah for that. You need a separate tefillah. If you're involved in a Jewish school, in a shul, you mamish in a separate tefillah. You get ripped apart in a different way. There's no job that's not attacking you. There's no such thing.
But is it more accurate to say that just anything that's taking you away from learning Torah is a negative?
Let's put, again, it's not a negative per se as long as you don't leave Hashem's Torah. And you have to keep telling Hashem, I'm not leaving your Torah. Right. As long as you're learning Torah every day and davening three times properly every day. You know, not that you're going to minions that have to conform to your work schedule. Your work schedule has to conform to your minion schedule. You got to get that through our heads. It's not like most places the davening's 25 minutes because that's all you can allocate for davening. It can't be that way. Everything is conforming to work. Your whole life conforms to work, and that's a big mistake. That's a big mistake, and you find
it's not just work per se. He's just saying that the balance between the two is not right. But from what I understand so far, from what you read, it sounds like he says, forget about work. You got to study every day from morning till night, and forget about going out to work because that's not what you're supposed to do.
A young man's not supposed to do that. So if a young man has to go out to work prematurely, he should be praying this. But I'm saying that this prayer is appropriate for adults like ourselves, who we're supposed to go to work. We're not saying people your age aren't supposed to. You're supposed to go to work. You have to take care of your family. But realize the dangers of work, the dangers of stepping out of your house, waiting at the bus stop in front of the non-sneistic posters. Everyone's got newspapers in front of you with pictures you shouldn't be looking at. People, it's nonstop till you get to work. How many temptations are there? Baruch Hashem, it's snowing. It's a lot better. But in June and July, it's a whole different story. It's all over wherever you go. It's the corruption from top to bottom, and it's such a pull, it's such a draw, and it mamish distorts your avodas Hashem, and that's you have to pray every day that you are the little sheep that's getting lost. And you're crying out to Hashem to help you. Most people don't even think that they're lost. That's the problem. And that's what's so important. Yeah, Michael.
Isn't there a sort of merit available in fighting off the Yetzer in these situations? If you're sitting in a yeshiva all day, 16 hours a day, if you're able to do that, that's great. But the temptations are at a much lower level. Not that there are no temptations, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But the temptations are at a much lower level. You have a whole environment constructed to make sure that you don't have to fight the demons. Not that you don't anyways. You still
First
do
of all, there is a Yetzirah even in the yeshiva.
I'm sure. But
it's a Yetzirah not to learn. And that's big one.
I'm sure, but there's no secretaries fighting themselves.
I understand. But the avera for wasting time from learning, the punishment is greater than looking at secretaries. But anyway, be that as it may, continue. Everyone thinks it's easy in yeshiva. It's not easy in yeshiva. It's very hard in yeshiva.
Maybe that's a bad example. So you take a relative situation.
But you're saying, your main question is there not merit for having all these tests?
Yeah.
And passing all the tests. The answer is, the Gemara says, always try to avoid putting yourself in tests. And with all the tests, Michael, for every test that you pass, you fail too. Okay? You fail too. And your whole mindset, your neshama gets dulled to certain things. It gets dulled to certain, to be sensitive to certain spiritual issues. You've got to fight it. It constantly needs fighting. And you're better. You wish you didn't have to take those tests. And you realize you are going into a lion's den. And you got to keep the focus. The focus always is Torah. How often do men who go to work spend their lunch break learning Torah, going to lunch and learn? Some do. We had for 10 years a lunch and learn. So you had a dozen guys. I'm sure there's more than a dozen from people in the downtown corridor. But some of them, I can't. I can't take an hour from work. What do you mean you can't? What do you mean you can't? It means your mom is a slave. You can't. We talk it into ourselves. We can't. There's so much pressures. It's unbelievable to be able to hold firm and hold steady. It's unbelievable. So you got to realize it. It's a real, as a mom is, it's a jungle. It's mom is a jungle. Not just to make the dollar. It's a jungle. Right? It's a jungle. It's ripping out your neshama. And most people lose their neshamas. You'll see. He's not done. Let's read on. Dvarim halalu yiyu lenegdecha tamid. These words should be before you constantly. Right? You see, mamish say this tefillah every day. Every day. We got to... This will be Jeanette's next project.
There's one also very similar in the Nemach Shabbatova, was it? Very similar.
I don't recall. I'll have to refresh my memory. Anyway, but it's an important tefillah. Al tisrachek, here's another important point. Al tisrachek mechaverecho harishonim shezochli shar batar kol yom chalalaila. You shouldn't distance yourself from your earlier friends who merited to stay in Torah all day and all night. Stay friends with the yeshiva bachrim. V'lin shom el kirbam arvir gan eden, and to breathe in their midst the scent of gan eden. And the spirit that comes out of the wings of the angelic creatures. There's a good atmosphere when you visit your friends in the yeshiva. You should be seen with them from time to time. Especially on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You should be with them. See what I talk about? The threats of work. You have to, Mama, you can't on the cell phone. It's like his mama said, ties you down, owns you, right? So you gotta be with these, hang around the yeshiva boys, gotta hang around the yeshiva. You gotta have a pure environment you can take a fresh breath from once in a while. Set for yourself aside, accept shir, a class, every day for Torah. Tomer Tehillim b'chol yom. Say Tehillim every day. Tispal v'kavona. Daven v'kavona. Tizoyer lahosif mechol alakodesh v'shabbos yom tov. Make sure to add from the mundane to the holy on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Right? Bring the Shabbos in early. Take it out late. That should be your... V'yiyah Shabbos v'yom tov v'shalchot kula kodesh. Your Shabbos yom tov of yours should be totally holy. You don't chasam talk about business on Shabbos. Talk about work. Well, why did you want to talk about work on Shabbos? It's not part of it. How many shuls people, Baal Batim, talk about work on Shabbos?
Not ours.
I don't know. It's such a, that shows you, that's your career. I mean, Shabbos is the main, if Shabbos is the main thing, where does one word of work come into your mouth? You talk about, okay, so how did your week go, Baruch Hashem? You know, how many, instead of saying, how did your week or how was work, how many mitzvahs did you do this week should be the question. How many ma'asim tovim did you do this week? Any good mitzvah you did you want to share with me to inspire me? That kind of talk. You know, keep the Shabbos so holy that it mamish energizes you. That's your lifeline. The whole week you're looking forward to it, not just for the sleeping that you're going to do. But Zahayom Shabo Atom Mishtachrer Mimsoim Virasha Gehinom Venichosagan Adam. That's the day that frees you from the tumult and noise of hell and brings you into Gan Eden. B'chol HaShabbos Tilmad, all Shabbos long you should be learning Utadaber Divrei Kodesh Im Chaver Chamayoz, and to speak holy words with your friends as it was then. Kepam bepam, time to time, to I am besifrei Musar v'chassidus, look into a sefer of Musar, a sefer of chassidus, etc., etc. Gotta keep up that connection, that is your goal in life, even if a lot of your time has to be spent outside of it. What usually happens is once you switch into the other world, you drop the old world. You drop the yeshiva world, you drop the learning, you drop all that. He says you gotta keep that lifeline strong. Now he looks to the bachurim who are in yeshiva. V'atem bachurim usharim shezichisem lishar b'Torah tamid. You fortunate bachurim who merited to remain in Torah constantly. Al terchigo, so don't push this guy who's out of yeshiva. Don't push him away. Rachamenu al nefesh umlalazos. Have mercy on that forlorn soul. Shenidcha el tacha zerem borit mitzrayim ve'esh mislachachas besocha borit asher makes kol nefesh asher lo yav la'ashem la'atziloh. That forlorn soul that was pushed under the current of hail, the hail of Egypt, which was fire and ice together, which hits every soul, which Hashem, which doesn't Hashem do wondrously with to save? Now, you have to have rachmonis on these guys. Atachosim b'tzelkan v'ashchina, you are basking under the shade of the wings of holiness. Karvanos, I'll bring him close. Kalod shetiro shalibo shalom Hashem. As long as you see his heart is complete with Hashem. Umiskal geha el matzavo hakodem. And he's yearning for the earlier days. Shemese vimachem yachem ganeim. That we're sitting to you together in ganeim. You should bring him close. Vim takiru bo eze simen shalchimus. And if you recognize a little bit of sign of chametz, getting spoiled, like he's rotting, he's losing it a little bit. You see, he's been falling off a little bit. So dabru ito betov uvenachas, speak to him nicely and sweetly and pleasantly. Palm once, shtaim a second time, the shoulders a third time. Give him strength. Ayin dal. Tvarim hayotzi milipchem, words that come out of your heart. Avalim lo to'ilu gamos, but if you see it doesn't help, and he's mamish, he's gone to the dark side, so to speak. Rachaku also, distance him. Laman lo tichavu chas v'shalom gamatem b'sreifas nishmaso. So you, God forbid, shouldn't get burnt by the fire of his soul that's been corrupted. If you see he's gone to the other side, he's with the off-color jokes, he's mamish with the wrong hashkafas, and you've tried, and it's not working, he's going to influence you on the negative way. Now, this is, I think, the most powerful line of the whole chapter. Ki af acher shekoris tvareinu ad ko. Because even after you read, even if you read all the words until now, and after we've warned you and we've cautioned you, the fellow who's learned all this, tzorachu nisim v'rachamim rabim shiyishor Yehudi Neman, you need miracles and abundant mercy that you should remain a trusting Jew. In other words, to remain a frum Jew, but I mean a frum Jew, a Jew who really is into Yiddishkeit the way he should be, you need miracles to stay on that path. It's mamish against nature, because you have to go against that tidal wave of public opinion, that tidal wave that tells you everything, the opposite of what it should be, and it's so hard to have your own mind, and to be totally swamped by that, and flooded by that. It mamish takes miracles for you to have the intestinal fortitude to hang on and to keep that connection to the spiritual center of the yeshiva that you used to be at. So you'll have to daven for miracles. You see, this is not such a simple thing. And he proves it to you. Why do we need miracles? Because most people fall. Most people, we lose most people. Yeah, they may be orthodox, but they're not. They don't have that Hasidish fire, and I mean Hasidish in the frum way. I don't mean it in the external way. He proves it. Ki ha'im ziraznuhu yoser. Can we warn you more? Ma'asher mitzavim umzorvim es haneshama kodim yidasa leilam hazeh. Can I warn you more than what the Malach warned you to your soul before you left this world, before you were born? As the Gemara says, when the fetus is inside the mother's womb, there's a malach there teaching him Torah. And before the baby comes out, they all make him swear to mamish keep working, keep struggling, keep striving, to not think he's such a tzaddik. And even if everybody says you're a tzaddik, you should still think you're a rasha, meaning to say you gotta grow, and swear to us you're going to be a tzaddik. Right? The baby is intuitively warned very strongly. And what happens? Look how great are the ones who get lost and get stray away and get lost. And this is after the Malach warning you. Am I going to warn you better than the Malach? Hashem yishmereinu mehem ha'anam. Hashem should save us from them and from their multitudes. Right? Every person who is leaving Yiddishkeit, dropping like flies in the Rebbe's times, they all had a malach telling them to be a tzaddik. And none of them could withstand it. It was too hard. You mamish need nisim. You have to pray for miracles. So if you pray for miracles, you get miracles. But if you don't pray for miracles, you don't get miracles. What the Rebbe's saying, you have to mamish pray every day for a miracle that you stay from. That your kids stay from is a miracle from Hashem. Only with Hashem's help. So you know the rule of miracles. A miracle only happens if you make as much effort as you can possibly make. Hashem only does a miracle if you've extended yourself to the limit. And once you've extended yourself to the limit, then Hashem picks you up. So if you mamish, you try to learn as much as you can, and you try to daven with kavan as much as you can, and you say tehillim, and you stay connected to a good environment. And then you daven to Hashem, and you pray to Hashem, and you tell him, this is what I really want, and please protect me. If you act that way, then Hashem will give you a miracle. Hashem will give you the miracle. You pray for your children and you guide your children the same way and don't expose them to all these things. Hashem will give you a miracle. But if you don't pray for this, then it's not important to you. Where's the miracle going to come from? Okay, anyway, that's very heavy stuff. Heavy stuff. Okay, moving on to new territory. No comments, so quiet today. So much different than the earlier parts of the week. Yes, I goaded Jesse into it. Okay.
No. I just want to comment that the two of you rabbis that we said, I may have said earlier, right after brachas, comprise a lot of it.
That's part of it.
We're asking, you know, to be David, to be Sechah, no Yetzirah, no Nisyon, all day long we should be able to Hashem. And the two of you rabbis.
Yes, those Yehiratzons very much say it. But, you know, the problem with davening is it's davening. You know, it becomes rote. He's saying you should, you know, these are, he's always big into, yes, you say that, you should have kavana, but the truth is you gotta localize it, and you gotta mamish, spell it out even more, that I have to go out for parnasa and this, and it's, you know. And you really should spell it even more, the specific temptations that each person has that tempt him more than others. But we gotta really feel that this is a big challenge, and you mamish need, but it doesn't say how much you need Hashem's miracles. Right? It doesn't say how much you need Hashem's miracles. And that's you saying, mamish, I need a miracle from you, Hashem. I'm asking for a miracle.
So should this customized type of prayer be something that we say in the middle of Shema Kaleinu?
You could say that customized prayer in the middle of Shema Kaleinu. You could say that prayer while you're waiting at the bus stop. To get picked up on the bus stop. It wouldn't be bad, you know. You should make a tape of these prayers, and you should listen in the car. You know, you hear the prayers and just say amen. And you know, it's important. You have to keep it always in your mind. You should pray it a few times a day. You mamish keep that focus. It's hard to keep that focus. You get totally swallowed up and you just forget about it. But, yeah.
I would assume, in the ideal situation, according to what he's saying, we're all living in Eretz Yisrael, and all our children we're inspiring them to stay in yeshiva, etc. Who's working?
They are.
Again, the Bachram.
That's part of the miracle.
The Bachram finally, you leave yeshiva. You don't stay forever in yeshiva.
Right.
You leave yeshiva and you get a job. You leave yeshiva and you get a job.
But is that considered to be. So eventually,
we're all meant to go to work. We're all meant to go to work. Again, after you fortified yourself and you're strong in your Yiddishkeit and you're rock solid.
Right.
Rock solid. Okay? And that takes a lot of time till you're rock solid. And then you go in and get a job. Like I was telling someone last night. I said, when I was in yeshiva, the guys that I knew in yeshiva, none of us went to university. I was the rare one who went to university, and I became the rabbi. Okay, the other ones didn't become rabbis. Oh, some did. But the other ones became from Balabatim. None of them, all the ones in Cleveland, none of them went to university. They did not go to university. They stayed in Koilo 4 or 5 years, whatever they stayed, had some kids. They went into business. This one has medical supplies, and this one was this. They're going to business, whatever. Either there's a father-in-law with a business, or they borrow money and open up their own business, start working for somebody, then open up business. Yeah, that's the way you make a parnasa, you know, or retrain, whatever. Not that I know of. None of them went to university, and none of them are, you know, they're all making a living. They have a house, they have kids, they're struggling like everybody else is struggling, right?
Forget about university for a second. Is he advocating? Like, are there not, don't you think there are children come from a lower income family that are unable financially to be sitting?
So those who come from low income levels, it's an achrayas on the wealthy people to take care of them.
But
it's enough money to go around. There really is. For every $100,000 wedding, that's every night at the bayit. Okay? Right. You could save 5 kids a year.
No, I agree with you.
The money's there. The money is there.
No, but the reality is that, let's say, you know, you're the kid with, you're coming from a welfare family, and, you know, and the money isn't there.
So again, it's an achrayus on the community to take care of them. It's the achrayus of the community. There's no such thing as a kid, especially now, there's a lot of wealth.
Right.
is a lot of wealth. It's impossible to say that a Jewish child, and I notice private individuals, when there's girls or boys, they finish high school, they can't afford to go to Eretz Yisrael, they can't afford yeshiva, there's wealthy people who very quietly fund them. And if there's any child in our community, I'll say it right now, if there's any child in our community that the parents don't have the money to get them to the yeshiva, I'll guarantee that they'll be in the yeshiva.
For 5 years?
Yes.
Okay.
The money's there. The money is there. There's no sense. We're blessed with so much wealth, we don't know what to do with the money. We don't know what to do. First of all, the yeshivas will take them for free. The yeshivas will take them. Go to yeshiva, say the guy's got, he's a good boy, he wants to learn. Okay, he wants to learn. There is no money. You know, you always, as they say in yeshiva, metitzach aneitza. You find a way. I was in yeshiva. You think my parents could afford to send me to yeshiva? My parents paid zero in yeshiva. They didn't have the money. My father wasn't well, passed away the second year in yeshiva. There's no money. Yeshiva took me for free. I had to sign these student grant programs, not even loans, student grant programs. And they say, we know one day you're going to leave the yeshiva, you'll have a job, you'll pay us back, whatever. So every year I give them a donation for $500, whatever. So it's already been 20 years. Lots of boys in the yeshiva in Tells, you want to send your kid to Tells Yeshiva, they'll take them for free. And then now you wonder why the yeshivas are snoring for money, because they're taking all these boys for free. There'll be yeshivas that take guys for free. There's some yeshivas that don't. There's some yeshivas that are businesses. And you know, let's not talk about those. But, you know, certain Beis Yaakovs that are mamish businesses and whatever. But whatever. But it's always possible, especially for boys in yeshivas, to find places for them to learn for free. If the mamish has no money, what do you think in Europe, in the Chafetz Chaim's yeshiva, they had to pay tuition? There's no such thing. Nobody even paid tuition. You always went for free. So no, you gotta wanna go. Okay, you need the bare necessities. Okay, the boy may have to work. Okay. Oh, I don't, yeshiva always found jobs for guys. Small, odd jobs, you know. Go learn with a younger bacher. You get $50 a week. Go collect the sephorim. Be one of the waiters for a half an hour a day, an hour a day. Work in the kitchen a little bit. So made a little money, so that little bit. There always was a way. And the Rebbe would give cash to the kids sometimes. There's always a way. If you want to live in poverty, you know, get a suit, whatever. Always found an etzah. A guy who wants to sit and learning, the money is never the issue now. It's not the issue. And guys sat in koilo, and even their parents couldn't support them. They were on food stamps, they're on welfare, they're on this. You don't have to, don't hold for your covet. You know, so you do it for a few years. You're doing it for a good cause. You're doing it for Hashem. So you do it. So you live in poverty. So there's nothing wrong with living in poverty. There's nothing shameful about it. For Torah, that's the most wonderful thing you could do. So it's possible. You gotta want it. You gotta want it badly. You know, I understand. To go to university, you could take student loans. To be a doctor, people take student loans, $100,000, $200,000 of student loans. That's not living in poverty.
And
you're getting it back. Right? You know, that's for an important cause. For a parnasa, no? For an important cause, for Hashem's Torah. Isn't it an important cause? It can happen. You gotta want it. If you want it, anything can happen. Anything can happen. Okay, Perek Shemini. Now we shift gears. There's gonna be a big gear shift in this Perek. Up to now, we've been dealing with negative things and how to deal with the negative things and this and that and whatever. And now we're going to shift into a very positive way. All right. Some of you may have been a little depressed up to now. But now he shifts for a good while into positive, positive territory. And the eighth parak is kind of like the swing parak. And then the ninth parak really gets into the positive aspects of feeling this relationship with Hashem. So a lot more upbeat things to look forward to now. The chapter is entitled Nechitzas Alios HaNefesh VaHamidos, which means the importance of spiritual and character growth. The growing part now. Talmid Vosi, conscientious student. Chazorno Estivarenu Atko, review our words until now. So here's a good breaking point. When you're doing the book, until this eighth parak, it's like one chunk. Like one, to get, just get your bearings straight and to stay away from certain evil things. If I've got you till now and you review this, V'kachlo v'pratius kol tikun shereshavnu, and take everything in detail, all the corrections that we've listed, l'cha, l'takin, as that's what, to correct yourself. Hachniseil kirbecha, bring it into your insides, v'takein asmachabo, and fix yourself up. Don't be so lazy. Don't be so humble before the rest of the world, and then arrogant back to your parents. Work on this. Fix this up. Vim lo yala l'cha b'pam achas, and it doesn't happen in one shot. Al yipo libcha b'kirbcha. Don't let your heart fall from inside you. Don't give up hope. Ki rak lipo v'loredes v'er shachas yicholim aher. Because if you're going to fall, you're going to fall quick to the pit of destruction. Aval, to fall is easy. Aval istakem, but to correct oneself. Shrikim avoda rab, you need a lot of work. Kosher masmet is hard work, continuous work. Adrab, the opposite. If you know you have a certain character that's blemished, you looked well into our words, and you are beginning to work on repairing it. And you think, it appears to you, you think in one shot you fixed it all up. Oh, I'm all corrected. You should know that's a warning sign. You're fooling yourself. Many times and many occasions, you have to work hard in this. Ulatakna, correct it. Ma'at ma'at, little by little. At shetuchala, until you're able to accomplish it. You did not succeed in not being lazy in one session. You did not succeed in going against public opinion in one session. This is something you're going to work. You're going to fall. As the pasuk says, Sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. The tzaddik falls seven times and then gets up. Which doesn't merely mean, well, you know, as hard as it takes, he finally succeeds. It means the only way to get up is by first falling seven times. If you don't fall, you're never going to stand strong. So that's what you have to do. You gotta remember that. As often as possible. Aval, bichlal, dalchab, in general, you should know. Ki devareinu atko, our words until now, od lo daim, they're not enough for you, l'cha. Shetuch alalos al yorim amash yitzarech at alalos. These, everything we taught you till now is not enough to elevate you through them to where you should be elevated. We haven't got you to the real goal. Devareinu atko, the words we've spoken until now, heimrak minikui hacheder, l'moshel. It's comparable to cleaning out a dirty house. Min ha'avak, from the dust, umin ha'achborim shekinu bo, and the rodents that have nested themselves inside. You come into a house that's been old for years, abandoned house, all the dust, the cobwebs, this and that. So before you can do anything, first you gotta clean out the mess. Let's say the king is coming to visit the happiness motel. Right? That's been abandoned for years. So the first thing you had to do is just get rid of the junk. But once it's clean from the garbage, the room is still not ready to ask the king to sleep in it. Oh, tzarech libun, it needs a good whitewashing. Gotta paint it. Oh, tzrichim letzayir befrachim, you gotta dress it up, picture it up with flowers. Liyaposo became loin, to put in nice dishes. According to the way the king would want to be, you got to make it fancy, you got to decorate, you got to make it look nice. It's not good just to clean it out. So he's saying, what we've taught you till now is cleaning out the junk. But we haven't beautified anything yet. You'll be a nice, clean, sterile neshama, but not a beautiful neshama. So we've done the sur meira, stay away from evil. But where's the asay tov? Where's the doing good? Whereas, you know, okay, so I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do this, I'm staying away from that, I'm staying away from that. But what are you doing that's so pleasurable and so enjoyable, that's mamish beautifying your neshama? He who has even one of these bad character traits or bad inklings, let's say he's lazy, misrape, he's a slacker, or he negates himself, nullifies himself to the thoughts of the world. If you have such a bad trait, nishka, so it's destructive. That you can't even come to the edge of serving Hashem. You can't even come close if you got these problems. Okay, next page, I involve. Therefore, Reishis Devarenu, our first word, so you were, Echlenakas Zavok Hamar Ilva Mashir Sazeh, how to clean off this poisonous, destructive dust. Avolios Yehudi Am Skulasa Am Krovova, to become a treasured Jew. The ones that are close to Hashem. Sheratz of Yisrael Hashem Imanu, that Hashem wanted and made a conditions with us to reach that level of the holy kingdom of priests. Oh, tzrichim hisyapus, you need beautification. Aliyah, elevation, v'hirskavus, v'hiskorvus, and coming close. Gamach ha-shinakas atzum ischiyum yusad nizkarmel. Even after you've cleaned yourself from the filth and dirt that we mentioned before, you gotta elevate it. You gotta do something positive to bring yourself up. Hello, Tira, don't we see, as Divya Medrash, the words of the Medrash that say, Mi nivra bishvil mi? Who was created for who? Yisrael bishvil HaTorah or HaTorah bishvil Yisrael? Was the Jew created for the Torah's sake or was the Torah created for the Jew's sake? When Messiah Medrash, the Medrash concludes its discussion and says, SheTorah bishvil Yisrael. The Torah was created for the Jew's sake. Hishtav hishtameim. Wonder and be amazed at this Medrash. HaTorah shikol kach kedosh, a Torah is so holy. If a Torah chasam would fall, how we'd have to hug and kiss it and fast. When the Torah comes out, we stand and hug it and kiss it. Torah Hashem, the Torah Hashem, shikol kach ishtoike gvamalachim elah, that the angels yearn for it so much. Kol etzem v'tachlis b'riyasa, the whole essence and goal of its creation, the whole reason why there's Torah, Bishvil Yisraeli, it's for the Jewish people. Ha'ein Sof, L'Sinai Ba, the Ein Sof, the never-ending Hashem, came to Sinai. The Imo Merivos Kodesh, and amongst the myriads of holy angels. Hirim Eser Shemayim V'Hirish Eser Aretz, they thundered the heavens and shook the earth. V'Hakol, and all of that was what? The unbelievable Sinai experience was Bishvil Yisrael for the Jewish people. Tachlis biyaso v'tirchas kacho, the whole goal of Hashem coming to this world and the holy efforts that He made. Hoyelahamidos chaves chaveiracha shetiyu Yisraelim am krovo krovim amish, was to stand you up and your buddies up, to lift you up. You should be Jews, His close nation, mamish close. And this should be your goal that you should constantly be yearning for. You should be close to Him. Your heart and your soul should feel the Holy One of Israel, meaning Hashem, who dwells inside you. You should be able to feel this relationship. If so, gamata tzarech lifol b'se. So you have to act in this fashion. You have to take action. Tzarech ato l'aris nafshecha mimi iskarta. You have to arouse your soul from its imprisonment. Asher hiskura begufcha. That's imprisoned in your body. Ulekor v'laviyo hametzapila. And to bring it close to your father who's looking forward to you. Avoda upu'ula v'hergel rav tzrich m'se. You need a lot of work. A lot of training. Are necessary to bring you to the state where you feel you are this close one to Hashem. And that is next week's promo, where we're going to focus more on what are the things we can do to feel that neshama, to have that good feeling, that good Shabbos feeling, that you have a healthy alternative. It's not enough to say the world is terrible, the world is this, so what are you giving me instead? Just cold, dry Yiddishkeit? That you're not going to go for. So Rebbe's going to try to warm us up and get us to feel the intensity of what it means to be a good Jew. Just all have a good week and a good Shabbos.